Hello again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting. I'm starting to think of myself. Here, as Sex and Podcasting continues to rise in the iTunes here, top 100 rankings. I'm now in the 30s, which makes me really nervous, so it's time to start telling you a new gang called the Attention Trust, but that's too much to cram into 5 minutes, so we'll do it in chunks. One of the things I'm really fascinated with is the community podcasting. If you need bandwidth, talk to them, because they're giving it to me for free, and I'm starting to feel a little guilty about how much I'm pulling. This show is about attention. I think the first thing about how much I'm pulling. This show is about attention. I think the first of a few. This first one is sort of a how-to show aimed at community of a few. This first one is sort of a how-to show aimed at community podcasters. And then I've got at least another one in me where I want to talk about a new gang called community podcasters. Carefully contrived to get your attention, and it worked. And actually, it's working really good this week. I don't exactly know why. So anyway, as a community podcaster, back to community attention economy, where attention is scarce, and people are always... people are always competing for your attention. I think mass media is at a disadvantage. Always competing for your attention. I think mass media is at a disadvantage these days. And I think community podcasters, people trying to tell their own stories in their own voice, advantage these days. And I think community podcasters, people trying to tell their own stories in their own voices, have a huge advantage in the attention economy. Because we're interested in have a huge advantage in the attention economy because we're interested in little narrow things. I'm interested in community podcasting, so that's how it's in little narrow things. I'm interested in community podcasting, so that's how I think some of you found me. Of course, some of you found me because of the title of this show, which was as attention continues to grow for Sex and Podcasting, and of course, I don't understand why, so all this pontificating you should probably take with a grain of salt, because I'm looking really good this week. I don't exactly know why. So anyway, as a community podcaster, back to community podcasting, one of the neat things about what you and I do is that community podcasting... because we're narrowcasting, because we're doing something that's not interesting to mass audiences, we can do a better job of getting attention for our stuff because we can put the keywords in. That will get that narrow group of people interested. So, for example, native habitat restoration, like Marcy is, or native plants, or prairies, or wetland, those are keywords that aren't going to attract a mass audience. And that's the tip of the day. If you haven't already, I would go out to feedburner.com and just follow the steps. It's I think, pretty straightforward. If you get stuck, drop me a line, mike@haven.com, and I'll help you out. I had a bunch of conversations about it over the week. Last week, I think three or four people talked to me about what to do about their feed, and I pointed them all at FeedBurner. And so then the last part is sort of an attaboy for FeedBurner. I found a little hangnail in one of the newer things that they just put up, and I sent them a little email note mentioning it. And this was on Friday, which is a day when most places sort of wind down. And 2 hours later, I had an email from Matt Schaub, who turned out, after a couple of rounds of email, he divulged that he's one of the co-founders of FeedBurner. In this first one, he just said, thanks for your note, you're right, and we'll get right on it. And the next morning, Saturday morning, it was fixed, and I found that when I came back into FeedBurner in the morning on Saturday. So, you know, this is just another example of a great internet startup doing a great job, great folks, very responsive. So this is an attaboy for you. If you're a FeedBurner person, well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.